Genesis chapter 19. The men in Sodom were really bad. Verse 1.
Later that day, while the sun was going down, those other two men walked into the town called Sodom. They were God's two angel messengers. Abraham's nephew, the man that was called Lot, he was sitting near the town gate, and he saw those men come into the town. So he got up to meet them, and he got down on his knees and put his face near the ground to show them respect. He said,
"Sirs, come and stay in my house. You can wash your feet and sleep here tonight. Then you can go on your way tomorrow morning."
The men said,
"No, it's all right. We'll sleep outside in the park."
But Lot kept on asking them strongly to stay with him. So they agreed, and they went with him to his house. Then Lot cooked some flat damper and other food for them, and the men ate it. Before they went to bed, all the men that lived in Sodom, both the young men and the old men, they came and stood around Lot's house. And they all yelled out to Lot. They said,
"We are the two men that came to your house today. Bring them out here so we can sleep with them like a man sleeps with his wife."
Lot went out to talk to them and shut the door behind him. He said,
"My friends, please don't do that really bad thing. Look, I've got two daughters. They have never been married. They have never slept with any man. Let me bring them out here for you, and you can do whatever you want to do with them. But please, don't do anything bad to these men. They are staying in my house, so I have to keep them safe."
But the men of Sodom said to each other,
"This man came from another town to live here, and he wants to tell us what to do. He can't do that."
And they said to Lot,
"Get out of our way, or we will do even worse things to you than we will do to those men."
And they pushed hard against Lot so they could get to the door to break it down and grab the men that were inside. But those two men were really God's angel messengers, and they quickly opened the door and pulled Lot inside with them. Then they quickly shut the door. Then they used their power to make all the men outside the house go blind, the young men as well as the old men, so that they couldn't find the door to get in.
The angels told Lot to leave Sodom. Genesis chapter 19, verse 12.
Then the two men said to Lot,
"God heard about all the bad things that the people in this town do, so he sent us to finish it up. You and your family have to get out of this town real soon. Maybe you have sons, or more daughters, or sons-in-law, or other family here. You all have to leave this town before we finish it up."
So Lot went and found the men that his two daughters were promised to. He said to them,
"God is going to finish up this town, so we have to get out now. Come on, let's go."
But those two men thought that Lot was joking, so they didn't go with him. Very early the next morning, the two angels tried to get Lot to leave Sodom quickly. They said,
"Hurry up, Lot. Get your wife and your two daughters and get out of this town. If you don't get out quick, you will die like everyone else."
But Lot didn't hurry. So the angels grabbed Lot's hand and his wife and his two daughters. and they quickly pulled them out of the town. You see, God was good to Lot and wanted to save him and his family. As soon as the angels took Lot and his family out of the town, one of the angels told them,
"Run away quickly to save your life. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the flat country. But keep going until you get to the hill country. If you don't do that, you will die, like all the people in Sodom are going to die."
But Lot said to them,
"Please, sirs, no, that's too far. You have been very good to me and saved my life, but I can't run fast enough to get to the hill country in time. If I try to do that, the trouble will come before I get there, and I will die too. Look, there is a town over there. It's not too far from me. And it's only a little town with only a few people. Let us go there, and then don't finish up that little town. Then we will be safe."
The angel said,
"All right, I will do that for you. I will let you go to that little town, and I will not finish it up. You will be safe there. But go quickly, because I have to wait until you get there before I finish up Sodom."
Later, that little town was called Zoar. That name means little.
God burned up Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis chapter 19, verse 23.
Just after the sun came up, Lot got to Zoar. Then God sent fire down from the sky onto Sodom and Gomorrah. And he sent down burning rock called sulfur with that fire. God burned up those towns, and he burned up the flat country around them too. Everybody that lived in those towns died, and all the plants in that country died too. But Lot's wife turned around and looked back at what was happening to Sodom, and straight away her body turned into a block of salt. Early in the morning, Abraham went to the hill where he talked with God before. He looked down at Sodom and Gomorrah and all the flat country around them, and he saw a lot of smoke, like a really big bushfire. That's how God finished up those towns in the flat country. But he remembered everything he said to Abraham, and he saved Abraham's nephew, Lot. Yes, God took Lot out of Sodom, where Lot lived, before he finished up that town.
Lot's daughters did a bad thing. Genesis chapter 19, verse 30.
Lot was frightened to stay in Zoar, so him and his daughters, they went and lived up in the hill country, in a big hole in the rock called a cave. One day, the oldest daughter said to her sister,
"Our father is old, and we haven't got any kids, and there are no men around here for us to marry. So let's get our father drunk, and then we can pretend to be his wives and sleep with him. Then we can have babies so that we will always have a family."
So that night, they got their father drunk, and the oldest daughter pretended to be his wife, and she slept with him. Lot was so drunk that he didn't know what was happening. The next day, the oldest daughter said to her sister,
"Last night I slept with our father like I was his wife. Let's get him drunk again tonight. Then you go and pretend to be his wife. Then we will both have babies and we will always have a family."
So that night, they got their father drunk again, and the youngest daughter pretended to be his wife, and she slept with him. And again, Lot was so drunk that he didn't know what was happening. So both of Lot's daughters had babies, and Lot was the father of those babies. Lot's oldest daughter had a son, and she called him Moab. That name means from our father. His mob are called the Moab tribe, and they are still living today. Lot's youngest daughter also had a son, and she called him Ben-Ami. That name means son of my relative. Ben-Ami's mob are called the Ammon tribe, and they are still living today.